delivery. Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 352-0836.
More clouds than sun today with highs around 7 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows level off around 5 below. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 16. A mix of clouds and sun Monday, decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 2 above.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Getting busy now. Last night, the first night for high school basketball in South Dakota, so all winter sports are in a full gear here as we get into the middle part of December. We'll start, though, with wrestling. Huron Tigers are at the Rapid City Invitational, started yesterday, wraps up today. Huge tournament, bigger than any other tournament Huron will be in during the course of the season. That includes the state tournament. 32 teams from, I believe, five different states are competing in the Rapid City Invite. Huron, for a young, inexperienced team, fared well in the opening day of the Rapid City Invite. They have one wrestler that's made it into the semifinals today, and then five other wrestlers that have advanced into competition today, meaning they will place in their respective weight divisions. Moses Gross, the 106-pound 7th grader, he's in the semifinals, won three matches yesterday, so he has a chance to advance on. Other wrestlers that are still alive for the Huron Tigers, Tyson Lean at 170, he made it to the quarterfinals and lost, as did Blake Larson at 182, lost in the quarterfinals, and Sebastian Cardona lost in the quarterfinals, but again, those three wrestlers looking to move on. Cam Christensen at 195 lost his first round of match, had a bye, and then won a couple in a row to advance on today. And Tristan Cardona, he lost in the second round, but has won three other matches at 220, so he's advanced on to the placement round today as well. As far as teams go, Bismarck, North Dakota leads the team standings after the first day, 111.5. Windsor, Colorado is second at 103. Huron Tigers in the middle of the pack. They're 17th overall with a team score of 49.5. So that's the rundown of wrestling out in Rapid City. That meet will wrap up later today. High school basketball last night, first night that teams could get into action. Didn't have a lot of area games last night, but there were a lot of games otherwise around the state. Just a handful of area games last night in girls basketball. DeSmith, the defending champion, defeated Esteline Hendricks in Class B, 41-24. Mitchell Christian defeated Iroquois Dolan, 64-27. Boys, again, area game last night. Iroquois Dolan pulled away in the second half and defeated Mitchell Christian 62-44. Chiefs had a one-point lead at halftime, but then outheld Mitchell Christian to just 16 points in the second half to go to the win. Keyston Dubrow, 30 points to lead Iroquois Dolan. Ryland Zaveski added 13. Look at AA scores last night. Fairly busy schedule. Girls scores. Aberdeen defeated Brookings 48-40. Harrisburg defeated Pier 59-41. Rapid City Stevens defeated defending champion Brandon Valley 44-31. Lincoln 56, Watertown 48. O'Gorman defeated Roosevelt 64-31. Yankton over Spearfish 51-36. Boys scores last night, again AA, Aberdeen 79, Brookings 64, Harrisburg 68, Pier 61. Lincoln 61, Watertown 39, Roosevelt 52, O'Gorman 47, Yankton defeated Spearfish 77-48. That's the rundown of high school basketball scores from last night. In hockey, Huron boys hosted Rushmore at Bergman last night. Rushmore built up the early lead and defeated Huron by a score of 4-2. For Huron, Jacob Moss had a goal, Carson Duba a goal and an assist. College basketball scores last night, mainly Northern Sun. Women's, Northern State defeated Minot State 65-46, Duluth 84, Sioux Falls 74, Augustana defeated Crookston 63-54, men's basketball scores last night. Again, Northern Sun. Northern edged Minot 69-67. Duluth 100. Sioux Falls 65. Augustana defeated Crookston 101-68. Also on a men's score, South Dakota State defeated Nebraska Kearney 66-53. An NBA score last night, 7 losses in a row now for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They fell at home to the Clippers 124-117. That is the rundown of our scores from last night. Schedule for today is busy, especially with basketball doubleheaders. Here on Tiger, girls and boys will open their season hosting the Mitchell Colonels doubleheader at the arena. Girls game scheduled to tip off at 5:30. That'll be followed by the boys. Both games on the air on 1340, KIJV and Tiger 95. Lower levels have a little different schedule this year. They pushed it back by half an hour. The JV games will start at 3 o'clock today with the girls at the middle school and the boys at the arena, and then we'll move on from there. A lot of other doubleheader action going on around the area today. Miller is at Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Aberdeen Christian is at James Valley Christian. Highmore Herald is at Jones County. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at Sunshine Bible. Ipswich and Hitchcock Tuler are playing both boys and girls at the Pentagon for today. Also on the schedule in girls, Bridgewater Emory is at Wessington Springs. Boys, Falkton and Wessington Springs will play in Woolsey today. The rest of the schedule, as I mentioned earlier, the Rapid City Invitational for wrestling, that will wrap up today with the Huron Tigers there. Gymnastics, Aberdeen Invitational is today. And in hockey, Huron boys are at Yankton, Huron girls are at Pier. One final note on the scoreboard this morning. Boys in grade 6 through 8 in Huron are encouraged to join the Huron Tiger Boys Basketball Junior Tiger program. Selected boys will be allowed to sit on the team bench during home games at the arena, be in the huddle during timeouts, get water for players during the game, and be in the locker room before, during, and after the game. Participants will be given a t-shirt to wear at the game. Anyone or any interested boys may sign up at the main office at the middle school. The student and his parents will be notified ahead of time when it will be their turn to be the Junior Tiger. Dakota Sports Saturday coming up this morning. We'll preview both Huron Tiger basketball teams with girls coach Tim Budenhagen and boys coach John Scouten. The Dakota Sports Saturday show will get underway at about 8:15 this morning here on KOKK. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Good morning, everyone. 8:14. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're going to preview Huron Tiger basketball as both the girls and boys host Mitchell doubleheader to open the season tonight. Many teams did get their openers in last night. Huron just playing the single games here to start off the season this weekend. John Scouten, Huron boys coach, joins us here. Huron, of course, has a nice bunch back from last year's state tournament team that finished 7th overall. And coach, first off, when I visited with you on Monday, you said seems like a loose feel with this bunch right now. Everybody's just having fun at practice. These kids have played together, probably going back to 5th and 6th grade. And the senior bunch now, well, it's their last year.
Yeah, for sure. This group, you know, we got 8 seniors back returning from last year, a couple juniors to throw in the mix, and we have some sophomores at practice. And like, to me, you know, I haven't been at this too long, but the energy in the gym is through the roof most nights. There's camaraderie. There's a lot of joking around. There's a lot of things going on. Just kind of standing on the sidelines, making jokes with each other at other people's expenses, and laughing about it. And it overall, the first 2 weeks we've been in the gym, it's been really fun. Really high energy group to be with.
You know, you return Kobe Bush, a second team All Stater, then a first team All Stater, sophomore junior years. Tegan Evers was a second team All Stater last year. And then a Cooper Freiberger and Nathan Borns. They both have extensive starting experience back from last year and had their moments as well. You know, that's a solid four.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look, and we've talked about it several times, you know, throughout the course of the week. I mean, it's no secret, you know, people around the state know Tegan, they know Kobe. But then you throw Nathan and Cooper, those two guys, they have starting experience from last year. They both have unique skill sets that help us and that complement Tegan and Kobe. So those two guys are going to have great opportunities this year. And it starts tonight with Mitchell coming in, and obviously they know the first two guys that they're going to try to stop. And so trickles down now to Nathan and Cooper, and then those guys are chomping at the bit, ready to get going.
You know, and then Hayden Hague will be the fifth starter. He's the guy, you know, seem like you have a senior every year like that. He's just kind of waited his turn. He did get some time on the varsity last year, would come in with some energy, some quickness. Now he's going to be relied to do a lot of things, set the table, maybe that Jet McGurr role.
Yeah, you know, Hayden's that kind of kid, whether he's starting, whether he's coming off the bench, you always know what you're going to get. He's Mr. Consistency. So, you know, one of the reasons that we wanted to start him here, he's earned it through his communication on the floor. He's a guy that doesn't matter what we're doing, offense, defense. He's communicating whether he's on the floor or not. If he's standing out, he's communicating to these guys. You know, so his communication is going to be a huge asset to us. You know, similar to like Jet last year. You know, a little stockier build, strong little guard. We're looking for him to be able to defend and pressure the ball a little bit. You know, get out and fill spots. And again, he's another one. You know, if he's standing there and Kobe or Tegan or someone kick it to him, he's going to have opportunities to hit shots. And for this first 2 weeks, his shots looked really good. He's stepping into it confidently. He's not shying away from it. So overall, I mean, with those 5 kids, we should be pretty get off to a pretty good start.
You know, then off the bench, Derek Simmonsma, he's muscle. He can set a screen, as we saw last year. And really, he played starter minutes at times last year, so not like there's going to be any drop-off of him. Landon Hague, a guy who missed last year, he's really toughening it out this year. And you got to give both those guys credit. They're going to come in. They're going to have their minutes.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. Derek had experience from last year. You know, started off slow at the start of the year, kind of grew into it. And then, you know, yeah, by the end of the year was a pretty big part of what we were trying to do. You know, something that Derek brings to the table is versatility. He can guard multiple places. He can step outside, hit a shot on the offensive end. He can go inside, post up, get your basket inside. So he'll have a nice role on our team. He's got a big opportunity this year as well. And then, like you mentioned, Landon, you know, had the year off with the shoulder last year, you know, and battled through it again this summer and then through the football season. I mean, there's nothing else you can say about Landon other than his resiliency is off the charts. He just comes in and gives everything he has every single day. And you can see it. His shoulder hurts. It's no secret, but he's out there doing as many things as he can. We're trying to limit him a little bit on what he can do. You know, stick your left hand in there, not your right, on defense. And you know, if you have a choice in the layup, take the left hand layup, that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, basketball's back and forth. There's no way that we can really control all that. So he's going to give everything he can for as long as he can, and we're going to need every bit of it.
After that, you got guys with chances to show what they can do here, especially beginning of the season. A couple of seniors in Zach Kaufman, Alan Bogue, a couple of juniors, Tegan Fitzer and Claire Hay. They'll get their opportunities here.
Right. You know, and at the start of the year, you know, the start of the year brings so much unknown. You know, now we've got more known than probably a lot of places, a lot of schools have. But with these 4 kids that you just mentioned, you know, Zach and Alan both were on the team last year, had nice JV seasons last year. Zach's one of those guys, got a little height, but he can step out, shoot a 3. You know, the thing that I like about Zach is he's willing to stand in there and take a charge. He's willing to do the things that the team needs on the defensive side of it. I mean, so he'll earn minutes that way. You know, Allen, he's an undersized, I'm going to call him a post player, but you watch him play one-on-one with Kobe or Teagan or someone, or even in practice the last 2 weeks, you know, he's picking and popping and hitting outside threes, willing to stick his nose in there and defend and guard and rebound against guys that are much bigger and stronger. So those two guys are going to have great chances, great opportunities. And then Teagan Fitzer and Claire Hay, they're going to get a lot of playing time every night because they're going to play four quarters of JV. And then, you know, depending on the night and the matchup and injuries and all that kind of stuff that go into it, you know, they're going to have chances on the varsity level. They're the next two guys up.
And as we look at the grand scope of things, obviously it's still, you know, you have known commodities compared to a lot of teams. Now Mitchell comes in tonight, looking at their roster, I believe there's only one senior on the team, but yet I recognize a lot of names. A lot of kids played last year. They got those two sophomores that are tall, can do a lot of things. This is a team, you know, Mitchell's had their struggles here in recent years. This is a year they feel, you know what, we can start making a move now.
Right, and, you know, the consensus from the people that I've talked with and coaches that I've visited with, you know, throughout the summer and fall here, you know, there may be the thought is they're maybe a year away from really contending. But I told our guys last night, I said, you guys are fools if you think they're not going to come in ready to go tomorrow night. And so, you know, they're young. They got, like you mentioned, they have Jacobson. He's the only senior they have back. Obviously, the Hinker kid was an all-conference caliber player last year. You know, and then from there, there's so much unknown in terms of just don't really know. I haven't seen him on film. And, you know, it's been so long since we played Mitchell. We played him twice before January, the second week of January last year. So we haven't seen him on the floor hardly at all. And so there's just too much. There's so many things that you don't know. But one thing we know is they have height. They got four guys or three guys that are 6'6 or bigger. And they're looking to get the ball inside. And I think Coach Neuendorf even has come out in the media down in Mitchell and said, we're going to try to get the ball inside more. And, you know, so we got to make sure we're ready to go tonight against their size, against their physicality, and take advantage of the things we can on the offensive end.
You know, and just to kind of wrap it up here, you think you know what you have, but really until you get that first game on the court, the first time on the floor, you're just never sure.
Right, yeah. Right, the first 2 weeks we've had moments where we've looked really good, and you're kind of looking at coaches looking at each other going, wow, this could be something really special. And then there's other times and we're just shaking our head, what's going on here? But when you have as many older kids as we do with eight seniors, you hope some of that consistency comes through a little bit quicker. And so tonight, you know, we're gonna do some things and try some different things and see how they work and build off of that and the experience that we gained against the Colonels tonight.
John Scouten, head coach of the Huron Tiger boys basketball team, season opener tonight, doubleheader with the Mitchell Colonels. Girls scheduled to tip off at 5:30. Boys will follow both games on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. We'll preview Huron Tiger girls basketball next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here as we continue on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're going to preview here on Tiger girls basketball now with head coach Tim Budenhagen here on Tigers hosting the Mitchell Colonels again, doubleheader tonight at the Huron Arena. And, coach, we get set for the season, and while you do have a solid core back from last year, you still have lots of question marks in your mind.
Yeah, we got a lot of unknowns. You know, half our squad is freshmen and sophomores, so we're still pretty young. We're still navigating some of the things that we're trying to do offensively and defensively. We have to take a lot of time and execute the little things. So practice has been going kind of slow, trying to put things in. We don't have a lot of things in, so we want to get good at a couple things and then hopefully really get good at those and then be able to, work off a couple of those plays and then start adding things as we go on. But like I said, we got a lot of younger pieces and we got to make sure that they're fundamentally sound before we really take off and run.
Well, you have Avon Hines back. Nice to have a four-year starter, fifth-year varsity player. She was second-team All-State last year, and, well, she's, what, 5'5" or whatever. You can ask her to play about anything. She's very adept at posting up and doing that scoop shot, that sort of thing. She's not afraid to go in there against the taller girls, and nice to have that little fence post there for you.
Well, it's nice because people have to pay attention to her. And when people pay attention to her, that opens up things for other people. And I think we have those pieces around her where she doesn't have to shoulder a lot of the burden anymore, where we can get her some offensive help. I think we're going to be pretty good offensively as the season goes on. Could have hit some rough patches early, just working some things out, because we're going to try to do some screening. We did a lot of cutting last year, not a lot of screening. We're going to try to do some slipping. So we got to see all those moving pieces, and it's going to take a while for us to get used to that.
You know, and after that, Bella Shreve, a sophomore, but started a majority of the season last year. But again, that's a case where she's a sophomore. You can ask her to play like a junior or senior this year.
Absolutely. You know, Bella's got skills. She sees the floor well. She passes well. She's got that burst of the basket. She can finish around the rim. She does a lot of nice things. And again, you have to pay attention to her. When you have to pay attention to her, that leaves other people open, such as at Haven. So, adding those pieces and having those people that can score and do other things and have basketball skills, that's a benefit to our team.
You know, Tenley Budnagan started all last year as a sophomore, had some starts as a freshman too. She's battling injuries this year, but I guess think back to last year, she battled that hand injury starting about the second week of the season for the rest of the year.
Yeah, she's got a little toughness to her. I don't know where that comes from, but she's got a little toughness to her. And, she's battling through a little bit of a knee issue right now. Hopefully, we can get through that, work through that. She's getting a lot of good rehab in right now, so it's gone a little bit better the last couple of days. So hopefully we can get her on the court tonight, see what she can do, get that thing loosened up a little bit. And again, with those three guards, those three working off each other, it's a pretty good combination or trio of guards. And people, again, have got to pay attention to them, can't leave them, can't really double team. And if they do, hopefully we can make them pay.
Then you have kind of a three-girl rotation for the taller girls, and actually got a little bit of height this year, at least compared to the past few years. Brooke Schiltz, Libby Rounds, Alexis Feenstra, they all have a little size, but they all have a little different skill set, too.
Absolutely. Alexis can go out, and she can hit the jumper. We're looking for her to spread the floor a little bit, isolate Brooke in the inside. Brooke's going to set some screens, and then she's going to slip to the rim because she does a really nice job of attacking the basket. She's aggressive. She's strong. She's physical in the inside. Jumps really well. She's got tremendous jumping ability this year. Really gets up off the ground. We need her physical presence in there, obviously, both offensively and defensively. Libby comes in, and she'll spell those two. Libby's got a different skill set. She's a little bit more offensively gifted around the basket. She can step away and she can hit the outside shot. So we're looking for Libby to do a combination of different things along with Alexis. And like I said, Alexis, gives us that fourth shooter out there, and hopefully she shows that tonight. So if those girls can each hit a shot, now the defense has got to hang with them. They can't double team. That should isolate some of our other girls one-on-one.
And developing that bench is probably one of the big things that you're trying to do here in the early off season. There's going to be opportunities for girls.
Yeah, there is. Each girl off the bench can do a certain thing. If we go defense, it might be Lexi, Heaven Ganey, Maddie Huber, Kenya Bigelow, those type of girls, they can play defense. If we go offense, then it might be like a Reese Rozelle, Jazz McGurr, who's hurt, injured right now. But somewhere in there, rotation, there's a role for those girls. Gracie Culver could come in, spell Libby and Brooke, because she gives a physical presence in the inside. So we got a wealth of girls, and we're not even mentioning a lot of the younger girls who could come on, you know, in the next couple weeks and help us out. But we got
a lot of girls in the gym right now.
We have a lot of girls, and we got to try to sift through which ones are going to help us at what time and what role they're going to play. We just don't know. I don't know yet who's going to come off the bench, what time, when. Braylee will come in. Obviously, she's a senior. She's put in her time. She does a lot of nice things on the court, and we just need help from there. You know, Libby and Braylee right now, we know they're going to play. After that, pick one.
Well, as we, you know, speaking of an unknowns, Mitchell Colonel team, they come in with unknowns. New coach, I do recognize a few names, but they were definitely senior-dominated last year. Not only senior-dominated, it was a group of seniors that had played together on varsity for 2 or 3 years. So they got some starting over to do as well, but the first thing that pops out at me, they got size again.
They do. You know, they got some tall girls and, you know, relatively new. But we didn't even watch anything on Mitchell. We're trying to take care of ourselves. New coach, new personnel. We're not going to try to guess what they're going to do. So we just had to cover everything, cover the bases, basic defense, basic offense, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. Hopefully we're as fundamentally sound where we can talk through some things. Once we see them in the JV game, we'll get a better idea of what they're trying to run. But, it's going to be a new beast with Mitchell because, like you said, they spread it with their four guards last year, had Miller in the middle, who could do a lot of things and propel them to a state semifinal.
Well, overall, I guess a lot of your questions hopefully are answered by about 10 o'clock tonight. Bottom line is, you just got to see them on the floor.
Yeah, we do. We got to see them in different situations against a different team. We got to try to rotate girls in and see what they can do in a varsity game. I'll get a better idea in the JV game because we're suiting about 15, and all 15 will probably get to play. So it gives us a chance to evaluate our talent against a different opponent, not always in practice going against the same people.
Tim Budnick and head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Doubleheader tonight. Girls tip off at about 5:30, followed by the boys at the arena. Both games on the air on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. More coming up here, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the